It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. She's the second foreigner to make waves at the Los Angeles Philharmonic. 6 years ago, it was a young Venezuelan named Gustavo Dudamel who became music director, taking over from Asa-Pekka Salonen, and now it's Mirga Gratsinita Tila, slowly becoming known as Mirga, who studied classical music at Graz, Austria, who has been promoted from assistant conductor to associate conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm still developing my style, she said. I'm just interested in continuing to explore how clear a conductor should be. How much organizing does an orchestra need? How much inspiration should a conductor give? It's a very interesting subject, and you're never done researching, she said. Mirga's new title becomes effective after the end of the 2015-2016 season, extending her LA Phil contract through the end of the 2017 season. A stage platform collapsed at a Puccini festival in Italy last week, causing a performance of Turandot to end early and tragically, seriously injuring the tenor Marco Valeri. Valeri was sitting on a throne while playing the role of Emperor Altum when a cable snapped, causing him to fall more than 6 feet. The performance was halted as firefighters arrived. He was taken to a local hospital where they discovered that he had suffered a fracture to his spine. After an operation, Valeri reassured fans on Facebook that he would be able to walk again. "I can claim to have had a miracle. I will leave the hospital with my legs functioning," he said. "For this, I thank God and all of you who have constantly warmed my heart." The complicated personal and professional life of the late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs will be the subject of a new opera with music by Mason Bates called The Revolution of Steve Jobs. It'll have its world premiere in 2017 at the Santa Fe Opera in New Mexico. The Jobs Opera is believed to be the first attempt to set the man's life to music. Jobs' story was attractive because it has a lot of possibilities for new sounds in an opera house, according to the composer Mason Bates. The opera will offer a nonlinear exploration of Jobs' life with an emphasis on his relationships with his wife, his daughter, and his father. According to Bates, the opera isn't based on a book or other pre-existing material, but was researched using public information. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing her top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.